This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is this? A new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that were living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018.
We were all dancing.
Yeah, we're all having a...
It was a fun little intro.
And awesome time. Thank you so much for Jeffrey.
I feel like he didn't dance as much as us.
For being here. He scowled at me. And he's
a bad song.
What?
Well, he danced a good song.
It's a great song.
It's a fine song.
I just learned about Motown.
And that made you angry at all other music?
Yeah, because you know what? I don't know if you've taken a look at the Motown catalog.
No.
Huh?
I haven't.
Do, because for me, it's a treasure trove.
Okay.
So this sounds like a positive thing.
Of funk and R&B.
Right. So you found great music. You discovered Motown.
Yeah,
congrats.
But to hear that garbage.
It's just different. It's not better or worse
than
Motown.
You're so bad if you discover music that you like and it makes you angry. Look
your
at your eyebrows.
Well, I'm not. I'm upset.
Yeah.
And it make a Motown theme song. Then I'll smile.
So for the next half hour or so, you're going to be sour until we come up with a Motown theme song. Okay. How about, ooh, bop, if I were you, bop. Yeah, if I were you, it starts right now.
How do you think that's good? Why are you smiling? Like that
Motown,
was perfect.
Motown holiday, you. I rock on, baby mother, till I have a question, and I answer the email for now.
It sounds like you like old hip-hop, not Motown. Would you say that's safe to say?
If that put him in a good mood for some reason, let's roll with it.
All right, fine. Starting now, we're having a good time. I thought it would be fun to play an icebreaker game to get us warmed up, get us into
that.
The spirit. It's kind of like that word association game we played that one time.
Yeah.
Except this time it'll be, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then we all say either the number 1 or the number 2. If we all say the same number, we're on the same page.
Wow.
All right, okay. Ready?
Yeah.
This is an icebreaker?
This is an icebreaker, so we get to know each other. Ready?
This is a different kind of, yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 1.
Two.
1, 2, 3, 2.
Oh, are you up playing?
No, keep going until we're all the same.
All right. I like being on the same page as Jeff.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 1. 1, 2, 3, 2. All right, we got
good.
There. All right,
we
now
the system. We like tried. I tried to cheat, and I was just like gonna fucking
it.
Yeah. I was gonna steamroll two until
it's
you guys.
Whoever's
were like
the most stubborn. All right, now let's play. We can say 1, 2, or 3.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And I won't be stubborn. Okay. I may be fucking freewheeling this.
All right. Ready.
1, 2, 3, 2. 1, 2, 3, 1. 1, 2, 3, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1. 1, 2, 3, 1. 1, 2, 3, 1. 1, 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, 3. 1, 2.
We haven't hit it yet. At random, you're supposed to get this like once in every 9. 1, 2, 3, 3. 1, 2, 3, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1. 1, 2, 3, 2.
Oh, we got it.
Me and Jeffrey have said the same one for like nine times.
I'm not gonna fucking play the game, man. I'm not gonna say three just because you guys have established we're going for three. We got to get it right by chance. That's the magic. That's the sauce.
It's such a thin premise for a game. It's just a rule.
It's such a bad game, but I'm having the most fun I've had today.
One, two, three, two.
No,
I'm not playing anymore. Three.
I don't want to do it.
All right, how about 1 through 10? Let's try to really get it this time. Wow. Okay, we could say any number 1 through 10.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 7. 1, 2, 3, 7. 1, 2, 3, 8.
We cheat.
If we had a strategy, we could get it in three.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Now we've gained the system. All right. Now that we have the strategy set, sort of implicitly, just through strategy and mind games,
yeah,
we can, in theory, do it with any number. So we're going to do 1, 2, 3, then any number. But wow, knowing what we've learned in the micro versions of the game. Okay, okay. Ready? Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 2. 1, 2, 3, 2. 1, 2, 3, 2.
You son of a bitch.
So for you, the strategy was, yeah, but for you, it was establishing eight. You got off on being the leader of the game.
I think you could always get there in three because, like, you go one. If you had said eight, I would have
switched. We could all get there in two because we should all follow you. That could be the strategy.
Well, I thought the strategy was if there's two of us that said something, the next time the person who didn't say it said it, because we both said eight, and then I thought you were going to join us at eight.
But then I joined them at two. Yeah.
I felt like Amir was going to join me at two because we made eyes, and then once we both said two, I would feel like you would feel the tide shifting and meet us at two.
In my head, if I was like, don't say two, because then they're going to both be eight.
Yeah. The closest you got was saying three, which is like the most you were willing to accommodate us.
Yeah. All also, right, we just missed Thanksgiving.
Oh shit.
No shit.
Canadian Thanksgiving, so that's fine.
But still.
All right, now that we're here, now that we're warmed up, now that we're about 7 minutes deep, we can finally start the show. This is If I Were You, an advice podcast, the bonus Patreon Thursday edition. It's a video, it's an audio, it's ad free. Unless you want something, just go for a sponsor right now.
Yoya House.
Yo, man.
Whoa.
A co-working space for the road / ages, and your boy's the newest member.
/ road scholar.
Which I am not, but I aspire to.
To be.
Or not.
To
be. Two. 1, 2, 3, B. All right, here's the question. It's coming from a dude's, let's give him a dude's name. Jeffrey, what do you got?
Tracer.
Last name?
Gond.
Tracer Gond. I am Tracer Gond.
Tracer Gond is God.
You should have Anthony on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good. Hey, guys, I'm Anthony.
Oh, I hate when you do an Anthony impression. You'll never be Anthony.
Hey, guys, Tracer here. I have a slight problem, and I figured you two might be able to help me out. In December of 2016, my family and I went out of town, and we paid my best friend to watch our dog while we were gone. I thought I could trust him to come into my house and let my dog out. Make sure she had water and feed her. Unfortunately, when I came home, nearly everything in my room and my basement was covered in plastic wrap. Now, I'll admit it was a pretty good prank because it took a while to unwrap everything, but it felt like I was taken advantage of. He let himself and our other friends into my house to pull this prank. They were in my bedroom. It felt like a complete invasion of my trust, and I was extremely mad. Anyway, we're going out of town again, and my mom wants to hire my best friend to watch our dog again. Should I tell my mom that my friend shouldn't be allowed to watch the dog, or just let him do it? Or just let him do it again and hope he learned his lesson? Thanks, guys.
What lesson?
Keep up the great
learned the lesson by
work.
Pulling an awesome prank.
That's right.
That's the lesson he learned, that he got away with the prank and then still got the dog watching job.
Do you think
he learned no lesson? This is the
rewarded
absence of a lesson.
Maybe he felt bad. He got it out of his system.
Well, he was paid for the job, which was just a prank.
That's right.
And now he got a second job.
So you get it.
And an opportunity for another prank.
And an opportunity attack.
That's right. Would you let somebody who's pranked you before back into your life / house? Have you ever been pranked as thus? Have you ever been the victim of one of those classic post-it notes everywhere, plastic wrapped everything?
Didn't we do? We pulled a prank on. Oh wait, was it Jeff Rubin at the old College Humor office where we filled all of the water cups on his desk?
Yeah, or was it Josh?
Josh?
Busted Tees Josh.
Maybe was it? I don't know who we pulled that prank on, but we put all of the water, hundreds of cups of water,
like filled to the brim,
filled to the brim on his desk.
He couldn't move it. slash get rid of it quickly.
We wrapped Ricky's desk in tinfoil one time.
Yeah, and every item on his desk in tinfoil.
I think one of the best ones that we did was on Kunal, where we, after he left, we disassembled his desk and then flipped it upside down and reassembled it and, like, installed his computer, all of his monitors. Basically, we just recreated his exact desk, but it was upside down.
Wow, I don't remember that at all.
So to get it back, he had to, like, take everything apart.
Wasn't there something, like, on the roof or something? Or am I making that up? Like a desk stapled or taped or something to the roof? Or a chair on the roof?
A desk taped to the roof?
There was a chair on the roof, I think.
Yeah, or am I just thinking of a famous picture from 2003?
Maybe, yeah. They all run together. The pranks we pulled and the ones we just posted about.
they're all my memories, so they're all good. Do you remember the time I played baseball in the World Series? Oh, no, I'm thinking of a different baseball highlight that I watched as a kid once. I just assumed it
Jeffrey seems
to me.
Too mature to have pulled pranks like that.
What about you? Have you?
No.
Have you ever been the victim of a prank?
Well, prank or like surprise birthday?
Surprise birthday.
Yes.
Wait.
That's the biggest prank of all. Joy.
I don't like surprise parties.
Anybody ever had a surprise party and gotten mad because they felt like they had been pranked?
Yeah, Jeff sounds like he doesn't like surprise parties.
So you walked in, they were like, surprise, and you were like, you tricked me. I've been duped.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought I was coming home to an empty house, and there's a full spread, a cake that tastes fine,
that's nice.
Beer that I enjoy.
Yes.
Okay, when I thought I would just kind of be watching TV in my room.
So isn't that a party like with fine cake and a beer that you
surprise.
Like better? And your friends, and a spread, you said?
It was a peasant surprise.
nice.
I don't think I've been pranked. If I really
You're
think
pranking us by hiring
Punch
you.
Punch him. So would you let him do it again? Or would you tell your mother, oh, mother, don't let him come in here again?
I would tell mommy.
Or would you act like it's no big deal?
Did she not see the basement?
Maybe, yeah. I'm wondering why the mom doesn't care or the mom doesn't know. Maybe they only saran wrapped his shit. They only messed up his stuff. Yeah.
I mean, they will prank you again.
Yeah. Oh,
they will do that again.
Here's a good prank story. I once, with a friend of mine, we slept over a friend's house. Then he left the next day for whatever reason, a doctor's appointment. So we moved all the furniture in the house 1 inch to the right or left or something like that.
Not a prank.
So it was a little off. And then the mom came home and blamed his little sister's friend because I guess she's like fucked up in some way and ended up banning the sister's friend from the house.
You never
came clean. That's really messed up.
You moved every piece of furniture an inch to the left?
That's right.
Okay.
And she noticed and blamed a little girl. But to us, we were 12-year-old boys. We thought we had
gotten away with that was the ultimate
prank.
Yeah, yeah, that a girl had gotten blamed.
Two pranks for the price of fun, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the smallest prank. What other pranks have you done?
Pranks are they're all mean.
I slashed someone out to have a bad time
when everybody else has a good time.
What kind of way? Like
slashing a tire
bus,
is a crime. Mm. Did you say you slashed a tire?
No, I said I moved a chair.
You said slashed a bus tire.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's school bus or?
Yes.
That's destruction of property. It's endangering children.
That's true. It was while they were on the freeway.
Right. Yeah, don't say that's true. Because it's true.
You're like Anthony Hopkins in Speed.
That's not
a prank. That was like he put a bomb on a bus. He stole money from a bank.
So there's a bomb on a bus.
That's not a prank. These are crimes.
Yeah. Mm.
These are atrocities.
What's the difference?
Committed against Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
In a documentary about the movie Speed. So
is
would
Anthony
you let
Hopkins
this guy
dead?
In your house? What?
Is Anthony Hopkins dead, ass?
Come on, man. He's not in Speed.
He's not in Speed?
He's in Shaft.
No. Dennis Hopkins.
Dennis Hopkins
is dead.
Dennis Hopkins is dead. Who's Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins is Hannibal Lecter. And he's very much so alive.
He was really good.
Yes.
In Shaft.
Dennis Hopkins is great too.
No, it's Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper is great too. Dennis Hopkins is a guy that I grew up with.
Dennis Haskins is Mr. Belding. Is that who you're thinking of?
I think
he was the bad guy in Speed.
You're thinking of Andrew Rannells.
That's what it is. Who's the one with the amazing voice and great hair?
Dennis Hopkins. Hopper.
Mario Lopez.
My girlfriend's boss dated Mark Hoppus in the 90s. And
awesome.
I forget which Blink song it is, but it's written about her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not Josie.
Yeah.
No.
I think it is.
Call her now.
This is insane.
What does Josie do now?
She works at a label.
Why am I sitting that here sounds... talking to you when I know the real Josie now?
You don't.
Meaningless.
You think we get Hoppus on our podcast?
No.
Why? Doesn't he have a podcast?
If Josie asks, I feel like he'd have to.
I could interview Hoppus about Josie all day.
Okay, what would you ask? First question.
What happened?
There? What happened when?
I would say, Mark, let me ask you about Josie. Okay. And he'd like get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah,
he'd he'd have to settle in because we're here. Yeah. And I'd say, what happened there? And I would say it kind of like that cool and cool. What happened there?
That's cool.
And that sort of like would allow him to be like, oh, this is a safe space. Drake actually wants to know. And then he'd tell me. Yeah. And then I don't know what would happen from there. But something he would say would make me curious about another thing.
Yeah, we know how interviews work.
And I would be like,
yeah, you'd ask a follow-up question.
I'd also employ...
No, that's enough.
I would employ a tactic wherein I wouldn't respond. Like, he would say something that he would feel like it's the end of a story. Like, I would say, what happened there? And he would be like, we went our separate ways.
Yeah.
And then you'd think that I would, like, smooth it over. Be like, okay, let's talk about damage.
Which is what you should do.
No, but I would just...
You would stare. That's bad.
And then he sort of gets uncomfortable again.
Uncomfortable. That's what I was going to say.
And then he'd like tell me more about Josie. Right. So that's a tactic that I would employ.
You're using words like tactic and like making someone uncomfortable, shifting body language. He doesn't want to be on the podcast if that's the case.
Well, we haven't even asked him.
You won't.
I don't have his contact info.
Of course.
But we know someone who knows his ex.
Josie.
So you want me?
Josie, you're mine.
Sorry.
Source of most frustration. What were we saying?
It's me, my girlfriend, her boss, and her boss's ex. That's 4 points of separation. And then on top of that, you're gonna ask him to be on a podcast.
I want to interview Travis, too.
You want more? He was ignoring you. He wants more than Mark.
I would like to talk to Travis. I'd like to talk to Tom.
An acoustic Blink 182 reunion concert
that
of sorts
awesome.
For you.
I would just want to sit here and request shit.
So not a
play voyeur,
not a conversation.
Tom. Yes.
You don't want to talk to them.
Correct.
You want to hear them play for you. Can
to...
other people enjoy the music?
It should really be for me.
Can you invite a friend so that they can also?
I'll release the podcast that we record together wide. It would have a wide release.
You've been staying at the W.
That's right.
You've been sending me your room service bills. You want to be tended to like a queen.
Why?
Nice.
W.
Yeah. Would you let this guy back into your house?
I forgot that this was even a question. I forgot that we had asked a question.
Don't let him back.
No. Yeah, don't let him back in.
All right. Just ask a different friend.
Yeah.
That'll show
him. Fool
me
once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Although, is it really shaming if he's just going to dog sit? So it's like, you're not allowed to do me this favor anymore. You lost that opportunity, bucko. Or is it like more of a punishment to be like,
I mean, you
get
paid for
dog
sitting
and
it's not that
out.
Hard. You fill a fucking container with some food, you kick the dog, and then you're like...
Wait, what was that second part?
I say, you fill the container with food.
No, that's the first one.
Water, too. So food and water.
Yep. Food and water are good.
Kick the dog on your way
out. Don't do that.
Say like, get in line, fucker. And then you
let the dog out.
You let the dog out.
You let the dog out.
Doggy door.
Urinate.
You have,
defecate,
the dog
you have to pick up the poop.
Walk the dog, kick the dog.
Don't kick the dog.
Feed the dog. And then you pet it behind its ears just so it feels like it's worth a damn.
Maybe pet the dog. Obviously.
Pet the dog is good. Petting the dog is
pet
great.
The dog, pet the dog, feed the dog, water
feed
the
dog, water.
Walk the dog, kick the dog. And
don't
then
call it
out.
Watering the dog. It's not a plan.
You have to water the dog.
You don't have to water it.
Don't put water on a dog.
Yeah.
And then kick it.
Yeah.
Don't kick it.
You spray the dog.
No.
If it's been bad.
Uh-uh.
What is... The dog isn't being bad. You're bad.
It should spray.
If the dog barks at you when you come in, because it's like, because
it's used to you kicking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you spray it.
No. You don't get to prank this guy.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's
right.
They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash
way to say damn the man with regards yeah. to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
a it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement good. Movement. A,
is anti-movement yeah. one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Nah. yeah, it's more of a yeah. fitness now nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bonus content, this guy wrote a Jeffrey the Dumbass script because he's such a huge Whoa. Fan of the videos.
And we're gonna pull it up. Could read we're gonna it. Read it?
Let's read it together. This is a cold reading of Jeffrey the Dumbass Tinder.
We've gotten a lot of these, okay. and like, this guy's the lucky winner.
Yeah.
I feel bad for other people who have sent in. So.
That's okay. This guy had a question in addition to the reading. So.
I try not to read any of them that I'm sent because I don't want to like even subconsciously take lines from it.
Oh, I see. And then
some of them are good.
Them.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. So this one is called Jeffrey the Dumbass Tinder.
If you did take a line, I'd give him writing credit.
Right. Let's start off. Interior day, HeadGum conference room. Jake and Amir are seated at a conference table during a conference call with their accountant. The accountant says, after looking over the numbers, I can honestly say in the 30 years I've been doing this, I've never seen anything like it. You're on the path to complete and utter bankruptcy. I recommend immediate liquidation of all your assets. Jeffrey climbs from under the conference table and hangs up the conference call. What are you doing, Jeff?
Like right now?
Yes, Jeff, that was a very important business call. Why did you do that?
Bored.
Where have you been, by the way? The last time we saw you was 2 weeks ago. You showed up to the office at 4:45 with your suitcase, a Camelback water bottle full of nail polish remover, and a plane ticket to Vancouver shouting about how you were going to explore down under.
Yeah. You took a swig of the nail polish remover, then ran out of the office and hopped onto the back of a moving trash truck. What have you been doing the last 14 days?
Been working on my Thrinder profile. love your guys' advice. Do you mind?
Of course we mind. We need to call our accountant back. We're ruined.
And you're sitting down. This is unwelcome.
First thoughts, reactions, notes, all positive would be good for me.
right off the bat, you're not even in the first profile on your first picture on your profile. It appears to be a plate of vegetable fried rice with sriracha sauce. You thought this was a good idea for attracting potential women online?
Exactly right.
Jesus. Take the phone and swipe to the next picture. I guess this one's a little better. At least you're in the picture, but why did you think this picture of you in a bathrobe holding a copy of the movie Taken 3 would be a good addition to your Tinder profile? It's obviously the worst of the Taken trilogy.
I'm in a bathrobe.
Yes.
You saw that part. You still have notes? It shows my quirky side.
How the hell does this picture? You know what? Never mind. We haven't even addressed your Tinder bio. Let me read it verbatim. My name is Jeff. I'm a 72-year-old billionaire looking for a sad time. I enjoy long walks on a peach and wearing jorts in my spare time. Swipe left if you're under 8 feet. How can someone be so irredeemably stupid?
I appreciate it. This is all good for me to hear.
No.
But why don't you tell me what you really think?
What
right?
do
don't
you think we've been it. Doing the whole time? We're telling you what we think. You're a dumbass. Why are you angry? Because I called you a dumbass?
What have I done to deserve this attack?
All right, look at all my matches. I can't even count. There's so many of them.
There's five. Can you not really count to five?
Maybe, but maybe bots.
Yeah, speaking of bots, four of these matches are obviously fake accounts you set up to trick yourself into paying money on cam sites. It looks like you've fallen for it four times too. Jesus, how much money did you lose?
Worth every penny to go to the one actual date I managed to set up through the bish.
Where did you take her?
Well, it started like every date I've ever been on. 45-minute shower, crying the whole time.
Sad.
And then I picked her up at her place, right?
Yeah.
Guess what kind of car I drive?
This is not in the script.
Saturn. And I picked her up at her place. We went out to grab a bite to eat. Or should I say, a bite of meat. We went to a vegan restaurant.
So it's not a bite of meat.
Long story jorts, I ended up getting lucky. Pepper spray and all.
What does that even mean? Knock on the door, a woman enters.
Hi, I'm supposed to meet Jeff from Tinder at this address. Is he here?
Oh, all right, sweetheart. Let's skip all the bullshit and get straight to the good shit.
Jeff takes, Jeff takes out a spray bottle and sprays himself.
That's good.
Cutting back and forth, screaming, and all right, thoughts?
Good.
I'm glad that he ended with establishing that Jeff sprays himself with pepper spray.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be a predator.
In that, yeah, in that moment, I was like, Jesus,
what are we reading right now?
But no, Jeff, I like that he goes on a date, sprays himself in the face.
And then runs away.
And that's getting lucky. Yeah. I love the bio made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a 72-year-old billionaire looking for a sad time.
Long walks on the peach is pretty good.
Yeah. That is really good. All right, let's get to one more question before we have to get the hell out of here.
All right.
This one is from another dude. Jeffrey, a name.
Gordon.
Any last name?
Air.
Air Gordon.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Gordon Air.
I sent you both a Snapchat and an email to Marty. Okay?
Okay.
My brother and I... My brother and I had
an imagine a less effective way to communicate with HeadGum.
My brother and I had an idea for a podcast. It would be about our deranged, perverted Nana, who makes way too many cookies, resents her grandchildren, and is borderline schizophrenic, all in a gentle, loving way. Each episode starts with her making some random screech sound and or swearing at the neighborhood pigeon boys, what? Eating the lasagna she left in the yard. Picture Christmas dinner. Nana's prancing around in a towel that's way too small, completely unaware that it's 6:30 and we were all already eating. She sings a perverted parody of a Disney song. The whole table turns to look at her, and I say, Nana, it's Christmas. Please put something on. And she says, how about this, motherfucker?
It's another fan script.
And flashes the table. Do you have any advice, or could you ask your audience what they think about this podcast and whether it has potential?
Sounds like a web series more than a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a sketch.
Yeah, but it's a reoccurring character.
If Nana does a podcast, I don't think you can't box Nana in. You know, like, she's got to come up with her own show. What does she want it to be? A weekly racist diatribe?
What is the Nana show? So you sit down with Nana and you say, what do you want to get off your chest?
Did you bring this up because we're trying to convince Jeff to start a podcast and he won't do it?
So this is one of our pitches to you, the Nana cast. Can you beat it?
Would you co-host this podcast? Where is this guy from?
He is from Iceland, Northern Iceland. In the Arctic Circle.
So we could maybe ask him to come here, or you could
record
spend
remotely
a winter in, well, I was going to say Jeffrey could spend a winter in Accurary.
Yeah, or so what Guernsey. Are you
saying? This so you'd, Guernsey?
You'd, yeah. So you would fly to Guernsey first thing tomorrow. You're already wearing the sweater for it. Is that Icelandic lamb?
Nice.
It's not an Icelandic lamb's wool.
Okay.
Bless
oh my God,
Christ!
It is, because he's Jake is allergic to Icelandic lamb.
Oh, I didn't realize.
As soon as he touched it, he sort of... His throat started
God, that
to close.
Was violent.
Yeah. But bless you, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Giancarlo, does he do this in... This is just because of me?
Yeah.
I didn't sneeze once.
Never sneezed
Giancarlo has been filming me for the better part of a decade. Have you ever seen me sneeze?
No.
So just on my episode, though.
I guess this is the first time. There's some sort of allergy or something.
Whatever, man. Nana cast. What? What's the advice? Start it or not? Not.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, Riley and I want to start a podcast, but I have to graduate first.
And then once you graduate? Maybe it can be about that.
Which is in 13 days.
So by the time this comes out.
13 days. How many tickets do you get to that shit?
I'd love to see
I
you walk.
I don't want to invite you guys.
Yeah, I
you
think
can come
I
to
should
the party.
No, not a party. I really want to be at the ceremony of it.
What? Oh, you know what would be cool? Because everybody does like a thing on the back of their hats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like know? A hat.
Jeffrey's would be HeadGum.
Oh, that's like fun. So it'd be the HeadGum logo, whether it be the logo or the name. And then
like on the robe it says like download and subscribe.
That's cool.
It's like all of
and
our podcasts.
And you take it off and you're wearing a... What's wrong? You take it off and you're wearing a HeadGum.
And this is all sure when up. He's like... He goes to like shake the diploma.
Oh, and then he dabs on him.
Right. So he dabs. He dabs
on the bean's hand.
He goes to shake the hand. Shake the hands for the diploma, not shake the diploma. I didn't say that.
You did.
No, I didn't.
We'll play it.
Rewind the tape. Rewind the tape, everybody. You know I didn't say that. At Jeffrey, if I did, not
don't
say that.
Me.
At him. So you go to shake the diploma.
Dab on him.
You dab on him.
You dab on him.
Drop and then, the diploma. And then your dean is obviously he's taken aback for a moment.
That's
but then
cool.
He sees you and he's like, yeah, come on.
He does the Fonzie.
Yeah, he hugs you.
Could you
and then
take
you
your arms,
sees then
you, yeah, can you take your arms and just go like this for a second?
Oh! Oh! My nuts!
Amir, I would gladly have you at the ceremony. Jake, you're fired.
This is crazy. You're an editorial assistant. I'm the goddamn co-founder.
I could fire you.
Yeah, but it has to be unanimous.
Yeah, between me and Jeff and Marty and I have already spoken at length about it.
I feel like I can at least object.
You can.
I can object.
But
I strenuously object.
We heard that, and we also have to take your computer and leave.
Do you need my phone?
Go on. Take the laptop and run.
Nice.
Yeah, we don't have any ideas for the podcast. But
maybe
we could
do something graduation, recently graduate, new person in the world, hardly employable, unemployable, very employable.
Fun employable.
Fun employable. That's a good name for a show.
Yeah. Fun invited.
That's nice.
And it's all about how we don't get invited to shit.
That's fun or?
In general.
What?
Never mind. What about Jeffrey the Dumb Cast?
I think we want to do it where it's more just us.
Oh, unless in character.
Yeah.
So you think you're not dumb.
Hmm?
Never mind.
Ask me any question about the world, something I should know, and I'll know it, and I'll tell you.
What's the capital of California?
Capital of California, capital C.
What?
The C is the capital in California.
Like the C? Like
the letter. Like the it means like you have to capitalize C at the beginning of the word. So you find these little loopholes, yeah.
Oh, that actually is really smart.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. The C is capital in California. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I actually really like that.
What are the three?
In fact, I'm hired.
This is you in a job interview.
I work here.
Yeah, well, we'll be in touch.
Yeah. We will be in touch.
Let's just role play a job interview with you right now.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Hurwitz, thank you so much for coming in. We're really excited about the prospect.
Open
of...
your eyes. You're nervous.
Not
and you're
nervous.
Staring forward.
I'm fucking dead serious about getting this job, sir.
Okay. If I had to fill this room up with pens, how many pens would it take?
It'd only take one.
No. That's the worst.
I apologize for my colleague.
And I'll get the
asking...
job done.
What?
Your honor.
I'm not
I will
a judge.
Fill the room with one pen because I'll write on all the walls and I'll write a love letter to this company. Because I want to work here. I need to work here. And frankly, I already do work here. Now, where's my goddamn desk, Hoss?
How far is the sun from here?
A million billion miles, fucker.
A million billion?
Yeah.
Fucker. You just swore at me. Get the hell out of my office.
I love this guy.
What?
This guy is bringing what the team has needed for the better part of a year.
A large pen and an attitude that won't quit. And he swears for fun. We're out of time. I don't know what to say.
Did we answer one question?
We answered one. The dog, the Saran wrap.
And we read a script.
And the NanoCast, which is a no.
Yeah, and it's a
it's
hard
a no
pass.
From me, Horace.
A hard pass on the NanoCast. Jeffrey, thank you for coming
I'm
by.
I'm going to talk to Nana. I just don't want to talk to her reps anymore.
Do you want to promote anything, like your future podcast or something?
Jeffrey the Dumbass Off Days, obviously. Lonely and Horny Season 2.
Naturally.
Naturally. Riley and I's podcast, soon to be.
Soon to be named. Soon to be existing.
I'm Don't Play No James on Twitter. I am Jeffrey James on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And Riley and I are beginning to write a web series.
Okay.
That we are going to produce.
Sure.
Whoa.
In the spring. You guys have two roles.
What's happening to your face?
As in, you're paying us with bread?
Tommy Likey.
It's going to be SAG New Media.
It's going to be what?
SAG New Media, AFTRA New Media.
Don't talk about unions when you look like
roll
that.
Roll the credits. Roll the credits.
It's over.
He's
it's
disappearing.
If I were you.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.